Hey, Mick, there was a bit of an article in the paper regarding Mitch Robinson. He revealed on Monday that he was asked what his former club Carlton thought of the Lions when he was on a pre-season camp up on the Sunshine Coast, and he described the Lions as a walkover. What'd you think of that?
Totally disrespectful. One of those things that I always have problems with players that go to another club. Can the club, can the coach make outrageous statements? If that's the way Mitchell thought about playing up in Brisbane, remembering I coached Collingwood to two losing grand finals against the Brisbane Lions, I have the highest and utmost respect for the organisation and the way the players go about it. And I know fully that my player group have similar feelings to me. It is always difficult to win up there. You have great respect, and I've taught all my players to have respect for all the opposition. And in fact, I was talking about this even before I read that article, that one of the things you must have in life is respect for your opponent. And that makes you keener and harder and never lowering your guard, because the moment you have disrespect or no respect or little respect, you are the most vulnerable you can be. So perhaps the move of Mitchell to go up there is the right one, away from Carlton, because quite frankly, I wouldn't put up with and couldn't put up with anyone who does not have respect. And secondly, tells absolute porkies about the way, in fact, if that's the way he felt, please sum up himself, not my team, because I know that we go up there with the utmost respect for every side. So, Mitch, you know, you've got to get it right, son.
Yeah. Will you ask him in public to retract the statement, Mick?
Well, I won't, because I think it's foolish, because he's got a habit of making statements, and he's just got to live by... He's got to think about what he says, Mitch. And that was one of the things we had the problem with down in Melbourne, that you just can't afford to be like that. You know, the competition is 100-odd years old. You got to respect for the game itself, for a start off, and people within it. You know full well there's going to be times when you think, well, we can win this game. And that's when you're probably in a Hawthorn position or a City position or a Geelong position over the last two or three seasons, where you are playing a side that is middle to lower, and you know you've got the quality, and you go, you've got the urge, and you know you've got everything going for you. But that's a private thing. But when you're a club, like in this case with Carlton, and we've been scratching to make the eight, and we're down below the eight, you've got no rights to think that you're just going to walk in and make mockery of playing up in Brisbane. Now, I can't answer for Mitch for the first 3 years, because four years, because I only had him for the last two. But I won't bother. I think it's just foolish to even contemplate, because anyone who knows who plays at a football club that I coach does not go around with that sort of attitude.
We'll ring him and give him both barrels, Mick. Would he take the call?
No. That'd be foolish. No, not at all, Roy.